Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
First, let's get an update on the situation surrounding Governor Cuomo and the issues of sexual harassment as well as the nursing home death scandal. He's in a precarious place.
That's right. The governor continues to suffer more defections. As we know now, late Friday, Senator Gillibrand and Senator Schumer saying that the governor should step down, a growing number of rank-and-file people. The governor has remained defiant and said that he will not step down and says that folks should await the multiple investigations that are underway right now. He did get a little bit of a break over the weekend. President Joe Biden saying that the investigations are underway and maybe people should wait for that. So that was a little bit of a break for the governor. It might have come out quite differently if the president had said step down.
And what about impeachment, Yancey?
Well, right now the assembly will start to put together the pieces for the process of launching an inquiry. But the reality is that it's probably not going to get underway until after the budget, because lawmakers are going to turn their focus to the April 1 deadline, which is bearing down quickly. It's hard to see much happening on the inquiry until after that. And the idea that there's a middle ground or somehow or another you can step aside for a while, there's just no provision under law. Experts say you're either governor or you're not. So that's where we are right now.
But we also are in the middle of budget season. Tell us this morning about the two houses of the legislature and their proposals.
That's right. A lot of big news as government continues to work, even amid all of this. The legislature, you know, New York is awash in money. They would propose to spend a lot of it, like 10% more than Governor Cuomo had proposed, thanks to a big influx of federal aid. They're looking at huge increases for schools, maybe 20%, which a lot of that is federal aid. They're looking at rejecting the governor's call for a SUNY tuition hike. They're looking at boosting tuition grants. They're also, at the same time, wanting to raise taxes on a lot of the wealthy, incomes over $1 million, incomes over $100 million per year, and also raise an array of capital gains, estate, and corporate taxes. And oh yeah, meanwhile, they might separately look at approving recreational marijuana outside of the budget very quickly.
He is Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.